As you therefore have received Christ the Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to talk to you this morning about the second and first happiest groups of people on earth, but first, about the grace of God. The grace of God is the gift that God gives to us that keeps on giving. Think about all the things that God has given to us by grace. By grace, creation itself came into existence out of nothing, and that creation teems with life and vitality. By grace, the Holy Spirit renews the face of the earth from year to year, from generation to generation. By grace, that beloved creation produces abundance. Abundance that doesn't produce just barely enough, but really produces abundance for the good life. By grace, we are chosen, like Abraham and Sarah, to join God in God's mission to love, save, and bless the entire world. By grace, we are chosen to be the people of God, not so that we are blessed for ourselves, but blessed to be a blessing to all the families of the earth. By grace, through Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. And not just forgiven once or forgiven partway, forgiven entirely every day. Every day when you wake up, God drowns your sins in an ocean of mercy. By grace, we are infused with holiness. Daily, the Holy Spirit makes us to die to ourselves and rise to Christ as new creations. By grace, we are promised eternal life in the kingdom of God. And through all these things, because of all these gifts then, graciously, God gives us the gifts and fruits of the Spirit. God gives us the greater gifts of the faith, hope, and love. And God gives us the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, gratitude, generosity, and discipline. And those fruits of the Spirit, which are the results of God's grace, then they keep on giving, as I'm going to talk about with two of those gifts, the gifts of gratitude, well, and another in a minute. First, about the gift of gratitude. As we receive all these other gifts, abundance, forgiveness, purpose, blessing, chosenness, holiness, new life, the gift of gratitude just naturally blooms in our soul like yeast in warm water. Gratitude is a gift that then produces other really positive gifts in our lives. In recent years, social scientists first, but now hard physical scientists, have discovered the power of gratitude. Scientists at UCLA recently discovered that the gift of gratitude, feelings of gratitude, literally remap our brains for the better. Our neural networks are remapped when we express feelings of gratitude, and they create a whole range of positive benefits for our bodies. This research at UCLA has been matched at the University of Pennsylvania, where Martin Seligman has discovered that practicing gratitude daily has positive benefits in people's lives. They're more happy, they're more resilient, they're less depressed, they are better neighbors. Over the past 30 or 40 years, there have been dozens and dozens of happiness studies around the world from different centers, and I've made a minor hobby of tracking these. When one of them comes out, I usually go to Barnes & Noble and find it and read it. And one of the things I've learned is that, hands down, these happiness studies have shown that grateful people are the second happiest group of people on earth. Grateful people are the second happiest people on earth. And as we learn as Christians to have those gifts of gratitude practiced daily, the good news is that you also can be among the second happiest people on earth. So how does a Christian practice gratitude? Well, many ways, but one way that I've learned to do it is to take time every day to pray and just name to God all the things I'm grateful for, little and big things. Prayer to me is to open a window on the soul to the kingdom of God. So I breathe in with my hands closed, breathe out literally, open my hands to God, open that window of my soul to the kingdom of God, and just start naming the little things first. A warm bed, a roof over my head, a good breakfast. Then the bigger things, friends, the love of my family, a vocation to which I am called. And then the really big things, the grace of God, the forgiveness, the freedom of our country, the taste of the smell of autumn in the air, or the taste of autumn in a Honeycrisp apple, produced, of course, by the University of Minnesota. As we do those sorts of things every day, expressing our gratitude to God, God shapes us, and that gift of gratitude then just keeps on giving, and we are among the second happiest people on earth. Which, of course, begs the question, well, who are the happiest people on earth? And my amateur study of the happiness literature suggests that generous people are hands down the happiest people on earth. God showers us with this abundant grace, and in return, we generously and abundantly share love with others. And the good news then is that you can be among the happiest people on earth as you practice generosity daily. Because generosity is not just about what we do with our treasure. It's really about our entire life, our outlook, and how we interact with other people every day. As we become generous with smiles and encouragement and hugs, as we become generous with compassion and empathy for those who are suffering, generous with time, taking time to truly listen to those in our life, especially our loved ones, and generous with the smallest of things, with tips at meal and to service industry workers and compliments to those around us. One of my mentors named Bob told me years ago that when he eats breakfast out in the morning, he says, I always start my day by over-tipping my server because I want to start my day by making someone else's day. So think about that. For him, it's a selfish act to over-tip at breakfast. And then he says, even when he doesn't have a great day, he says, I can still stop during the day and compliment somebody I notice who's doing a good job at their vocation. That's what a generous life is all about. It's not just treasure. It's how we interact with the world all day long, constantly. As generosity becomes a part of our daily life in response to all the grace and love of Christ, what happens is that we find ourselves among the happiest people on earth, people who are grateful and who are generous. As you live therefore as you have received Christ in your life, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Praise to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.